And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
One little note here. Next week, we're doing a special Buffalo show, so we're going to be doing a puzzle for our listeners to solve at the end of our segment today, which is going to be a creative puzzle, and you're going to have 2 weeks to solve it. So that's a little bit of a heads up. What was the challenge we were working on last week?
Yes, it came from listener Janet Bender of Somerset, Pennsylvania. I said the 13-letter title of what famous literary work begins and ends with the same three letters? And as a hint, I said the title consists of two words, three letters and 10 letters respectively, and the three letters, coincidentally, spell a man's nickname.
What was your answer?
Well, it's Victor Hugo's Les Misérables, and the name, of course, is Les.
Les. We received about 870 correct entries to this week's puzzle, and our randomly chosen winner is Elaine Carter from Coto de Casa, California. Hi, Elaine.
Good morning.
Where's Coto de Casa?
Coto de Casa is in South Orange County. We're inland, 10 minutes, 15 minutes from Laguna Beach.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
I've been playing the puzzle approximately 3 years.
Well, we obviously picked your postcard today, so that means you get to play. Are you ready?
I'm ready. My heart is pounding.
Elaine, we're going to help each other out.
Great.
Here. Okay, Will, meet Elaine. Let's play.
All right, Elaine and Leanne, today's puzzle is called Word Analogies. You provide the word that will complete each analogy. For example, if I said option is to potion, as arrest is to blank, you would say rarest. That's because you switch the order of the first two letters in the first word to get the new word in the second word. And switching AR in arrest, you get rarest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, and each analogy, of course, is based on a different idea. Number one is mar, M-A-R, is to sheep, as gats, G-A-T-S, is to what?
Okay, mar is to sheep.
Sheep, S-H-E-E-P.
Mm-hmm.
As gats, G-A-T-S.
Stag.
Almost, you got the idea.
Deer.
Deer is
deer.
Right.
I'm sorry, okay.
Oh, you okay. You opened the door.
So you reverse mar to get ram, and that's the male of the sheep. Reverse gats to get stag, and that's the male of the deer.
Okay.
Number two is uprise is to downfall, as undergo is to what?
What's an opposite of go?
Opposite of go in four letters.
Stop?
Not stop. It's not halt.
Halt?
Nope. No. Oh, come on. Somebody help us. All you people in your cars yell very loud at the radio. I don't know.
What can I tell you? The next part starts with C. Blank and go. What is it? Starting with C.
Overcome?
Oh, yes. Overcome. That's it.
Of course.
Okay.
Try this one. Coconut is to dodo, as Gagarin, that's G-A-G-A-R-I-N, as in the Russian cosmonaut. Gagarin is to what?
I'm lost. I think I lost the thread of this puzzle.
We're trying to figure out how words are changing.
Right. So coconut, the fruit.
How do you get from coconut to dodo? What's the connection there?
Looks like what you've done is you've cut nut off, so you've just got cocoa, and then you've taken the C and moved it to D, which means you've gone up one letter, right?
That's right,
so
exactly.
It's dodo. Gagarin, you probably cut
ha-ha.
Off. Yeah!
Ha.
That's it? That's ha-ha. It? Try this one.
All right.
Freight. Freight, F-R-E-I-G-H-T,
mm-hmm.
is to octagon, as canine is to what?
Eight. Okay, nine. As canine is to nine.
Nine, and what's a nine-sided geometrical figure? I don't remember. Nonagon. I mean, what?
Nonagon is right.
Oh,
nonagon.
You're kidding. It's a
nonagon.
Nonagon. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Try this one. Beat, B-E-A-T, is to attend, A-T-T-E-N-D, as goon, G-O-O-N, is to what?
Using the G-O?
I don't know what the connection is.
All right, well, I'll give you the idea. Switch a divide beat in half into two words.
Oh!
Beat, attend.
So go on.
Go on. Continue.
Continue. Excellent.
Good job.
And your last one.
Yay. Oh, there is an end.
Ohms, O-H-M-S.
O-H-M-S?
Uh-huh. Ohms is to pint, P-I-N-T.
Mm-hmm.
As star, S-T-A-R, is to what?
Q.
No, up.
Okay, Q.
No, up. S-T.
I'm sorry. T-U.
Yes.
B-S.
Yes.
Tubbs.
Tubbs is correct.
Elaine.
Elaine, you did it.
Of course, you know, if you take the E off of your name and rearrange the letters,
I know. That's how...
Tell you, all the things we're going to send you for playing our puzzle today, and you deserve them. We are going to send you the attractive gold lapel pin that has been handsomely inscribed with Weekend Edition, as well as the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley, and from Random House, the Puzzle Master presents a collection of some of the puzzles you've actually heard here on Weekend Edition Sunday. What's your public radio station?
My public radio station is, I'm a subscriber to KPCC. 89.3.
You said the magic word, subscriber. Elaine, yes. Carter in Coto de Casa, California. You were wonderful. Thank you so much for playing with us.
Thank you both. Bye-bye.
All right, Will, a creative challenge to work on these sultry summer days and nights until we get back from Buffalo on July 8th. What do you have for us?
Well, I'd like you to create your own word analogy in the style of the analogies I just gave. Now, here are the criteria. Your analogy should be based on wordplay. It should be reasonably solvable on the air, like my examples today. And ideally, the answer should be unique.
When you have your many, many, many creative solutions to this, send them to Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Send in as many entries as you want this time. Our deadline is Thursday, July 5th at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Please include both your day and evening phone numbers. We'll talk to you when we get back from Buffalo. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.